Rex Latchford here with a quick look at the headlines, another day page for September 10th, 2013. Taking a cold look at the paper, we have France to seek resolution at UN on serious chemical arms. Russian proposal could offer Obama escape from bind. President Obama found himself in the odd position of relying on his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin of all people, to bail him out of a predicament partly of his own making. Lobbying group for Israel to press Congress. Survey reveals few Americans back strikes. It's something like less than 25%. Looks like there will be a lot of news on Syria later today. Borders backdoor for device searches by U.S. A largely secretive process lets the government detain an individual at a border crossing and confiscate or copy any electronic devices that person is carrying. My God, more government, they just got to collect your data. They're like hoarders. It's a hoarding thing. I wouldn't understand. There's a Stormy Merrill battle happening. It's the primary battle here in New York. On New York City residents were taking the first big step toward choosing a successor to Mayor Michael R. Bloomberg. Polls opened at 6 a.m. this morning as voters began to pick their party's candidates for mayor, comptroller, and other offices. One of their choices, of course, being the infamous Anthony Weiner. I guess some people are actually going to vote for him. No wonder this country is in such a mess. We're electing leaders like that. Come on, people. Get your head screwed on straight. Invasive tactic in foreclosures draws scrutiny. Property management companies are coming under fire for using questionable tactics in their work for banks. Missouri governor turns tax fight against GOP. Governor Jay Nixon, a Democrat, has argued the lower taxes would hurt education and mental health services and has found support in the face of an override vote. Four convicted in a rape case that transfixed India. The men were convicted of all charges in the rape and murder of a woman, 23, who was attacked on a bus. Deaths threaten business of electronic music fests. A string of drug-related deaths at music festivals has highlighted the risks not only to fans, but businesses. A cheaper iPhone poses a hazard for Apple. China-Japan island dispute escalates. Goldman, Nike, and Visa to join the Dow. And that's a quick look at the news for this day. And I'll be back tomorrow for another Day Page at daypage.net.